Section 13. On road driving. You will drive over a test route that has a variety of traffic situations. At all times during the test, you must drive in a safe and responsible manner, and you must wear your safety belt. Obey all traffic signs, signals, and laws. Complete the test without an accident or moving violation. During the driving test, the examiner will be scoring you on specific driving maneuvers, as well as on your general driving behavior. You will follow the directions of the examiner. Directions will be given to you so you will have plenty of time to do what the examiner has asked. You will not be asked to drive in an unsafe manner. If your test route does not have certain traffic situations, you may be asked to simulate a traffic situation. You will do this by telling the examiner what you are or would be doing if you were in that traffic situation. 13.1 Overview of the CDL Skills Test. You can take your CDL Skills Test after passing the required knowledge tests, obtained a CLP, and the course completions have been submitted for the commercial class and vehicle type you wish to be licensed for. CDL Skills Testing is conducted in English only. Use of interpreters or bilingual examiners is not allowed. The CDL Skills Test is conducted in three parts, which include a vehicle inspection, a basic control test, and a road test, performed in that order. If you disqualify on any one of these tests, the test will be stopped at that part and you will need to reschedule the remaining skills segments. Once you have passed any part of the skills tests, you will not be required to retake that test over, as long as you do not change examiners, if using a contracted third-party examiner. Do not change vehicles, or your vehicle equipment does not vary significantly from earlier test attempts. Complete all three parts of the skills test before your commercial learner's permit, CLP, expires. When a permit gets renewed or upgraded, but the skills test has not been completed prior to the upgrade, previously passed segments are voided, and all three segments need to be retaken. Both state examiners and contracted third-party examiners are used to meet skills test demands. In most cases, you do not get to choose what type of examiner you can use. When scheduling your test, we require driver and general vehicle information, including where the test will be conducted. All skills tests, initial and retest, must be scheduled 3 days before the test is conducted. The required notice for each scheduled skills test and minimum waiting periods for non-passing test attempts are outlined below. 3-day notice is required before taking your first CDL skills test. 3-day notice, waiting period is required after failing a vehicle inspection. 3-day notice, waiting period is required after failing a basic control test. 7-day notice, waiting period is required after failing a road test. 13.2 General Test Rules. The vehicle inspection is conducted before the other parts of the skills test. During this test, you must show that the vehicle is safe to drive. You cannot take the other parts of the skills test until you have passed the vehicle inspection. A safety inspection will be conducted by the examiner before any partial skills tests, for example, basic controls and road test or road test only. A representative vehicle must be used to complete all three parts of the skills test. For example, you cannot complete any part of the test in separate vehicles, equipped differently, to simplify test standards, or to provide an unfair advantage. If a driver begins the vehicle inspection with a tractor equipped with a sleeper cab, manual transmission, and coupled to a 53-foot trailer, they must continue any remaining test in the same vehicle, or a similar vehicle configuration. Day cab cannot be used when first test was a sleeper cab. If a different vehicle configuration is used, where the vehicle or vehicle equipment varies from an earlier past test, prior past test results will be voided, and the driver will be required to start the skills test over in the current vehicle being used or return with the previous vehicle configuration. If testing for a school bus endorsement, the bus must be equipped with required functioning safety devices and meet all school bus specifications established by the Office of Superintendent of Public Instruction, OSPI. 13.2.1 Skills Test Ground Rules. Below are important ground rules for taking your CDL skills test. Failure to follow these ground rules could result in your test being postponed and having to reschedule. Take the following to your test. A valid Washington State driver's license with a commercial learner's permit issued 14 days or more prior to the skills test. A valid medical examiner's certificate. A vehicle that is properly licensed, in safe operating condition with no defective equipment. The vehicle must also be equipped with emergency and safety equipment. A vehicle, including trailer if applicable, that is properly labeled with the Gross Vehicle Weight Rating, GVWR, or Gross Combination Weight Rating, GCWR, or approved documents providing the GVWR or GCWR. Valid proof of insurance for the testing vehicle that will be used for testing, either a paper copy or electronic copy, must be in the vehicle. If applicable, documentation, information that your vehicle has been purged when vehicle is equipped with a tank, hazardous material only. Purge document cannot be older than 24 hours prior to testing. Do not take the following to your test. A loaded vehicle. With enclosed trailers, tank vehicles or box trucks, examiner is required to verify the inside of the cargo area. When that is not possible, the test will be cancelled. Hazardous materials. A vehicle where the speed is governed and cannot achieve posted speed limits. During the test, no smoking is allowed within the skills test area, in or outside of your vehicle. Your appointment may be cancelled for disregarding this requirement. No weapons are allowed in the vehicle or on the CDL skills test site. No passengers or animals are allowed in the vehicle. Federal and state agencies' personnel are allowed. No memory aids of any kind are allowed. No audio or video recording devices are allowed. This does not apply to transit school buses that are equipped with an onboard camera to monitor students. 13.2.2 Customer Ground Rules. English proficiency, be able to follow instructions. CDL skills testing is conducted in English only. Use of interpreters or bilingual examiners is not allowed. No markings, labels or cues on vehicle components or inside the vehicle. No use of wired, wireless headset or other Bluetooth devices, cell phone, or other transmission devices. Cell phone can be used as a timer for the air leak test only. No use of tape, digital recorders, cameras, video recorders. No interference from trainers, co-workers, or others. They must stay in designated waiting area and not give signals of any kind. Note: perceived signals given could result in cancellation of the test. No testing will be conducted when you are under the influence of any controlled or recreational drugs, alcohol. Practicing at any CDL skills test site is prohibited. Note: CDL skills test site is defined as a location, certified by DOL, where all or any of the segments of a skills test is conducted. Note: failure to follow customer ground rules or interference from others may result in the test being stopped, including loss of test fees. Note: due to limited space and security, DOL CDL test sites do not allow drivers or guests to wait inside mobile work units or offices. Most sites have limited space for guest or waiting drivers. 13.3 How you will be tested scoring. If you score 31 or more points, you will have to reschedule. The waiting period is a minimum of 7 days. If you score 30 points or less, you have passed the road test, unless there is an automatic disqualification. 13.3.1 Turns. You have been asked to make a turn. Check traffic in all directions. Use turn signals and safely get into the lane needed for the turn. Signal at least 100 feet before the turn. As you approach the turn, use turn signals to warn others of your turn. Slow down smoothly. Change gears as needed to keep power, but do not coast unsafely. Unsafe coasting occurs when your vehicle is out of gear, clutch depressed or gear shift in neutral, for more than the length of your vehicle. If you must stop before making the turn, come to a smooth stop without skidding. Come to a complete stop behind the stop line, crosswalk, or before the vehicle enters the traveled portion of the intersection. If stopping behind another vehicle, stop where you can see the rear tires on the vehicle ahead of you, safe gap. Do not let your vehicle roll. Keep the front wheels aimed straight ahead. When ready to turn, check traffic in all directions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel during the turn. Keep checking your mirror to make sure the vehicle does not hit anything on the inside of the turn. Vehicle should not turn into oncoming traffic and yield to pedestrians and other traffic. Do not change gears while turning. Vehicle should turn in correct lane, not wide or short. Do not go over or rub the curb or cause other traffic to back up. After turn, make sure turn signal is off. Get up to speed of traffic, use turn signal, and move into rightmost lane when safe to do so, if not already there. Check mirrors and traffic. 13.3.2 Intersections. As you approach an intersection, check traffic thoroughly in all directions. Decelerate smoothly. Brake smoothly and, if necessary, change gears. If stop is necessary, come to a complete stop, no coasting, behind any signals, sidewalks, or stop lines, maintaining a safe gap behind any vehicle in front of you. Your vehicle should not roll forward or backward. When driving through an intersection, check traffic thoroughly in all directions. Decelerate and yield to any pedestrians and traffic in the intersection. Do not change lanes while proceeding through the intersection. Don't drive into an intersection unless you can safely cross. If gear changes are necessary after starting from a stop position, don't grind or clash gears and don't coast through the intersection. Keep your hands on the wheel. Once through the intersection, continue checking mirrors and traffic. Accelerate smoothly and change gears as necessary. Maintain your lane position. 13.3.3 Urban Business. During this part of the test, you are expected to make regular traffic checks and maintain a safe following distance. Your vehicle should be centered in the proper lane, rightmost lane, and you should keep up with the flow of traffic but not exceed the posted speed limit. 13.3.4 Lane Changes. During multiple lane portions of the test, you will be asked to change lanes to the left and to the right. You should make the necessary traffic checks first, then use proper signals. Signal at least 100 feet before changing lanes. Smoothly change lanes when it is safe to do so. Cancel your turn signal after the rear of your vehicle completes a lane change. 13.3.5 Expressway or Rural, Limited Access Highway. Before entering the expressway, check traffic. Use proper signals. Merge smoothly into the proper lane of traffic. Choose proper lane positioning, vehicle spacing, and vehicle speed. Once on the expressway, maintain proper lane positioning, vehicle spacing, and vehicle speed. Continue to check traffic thoroughly in all directions. When exiting the expressway, make necessary traffic checks. Use proper signals. Decelerate smoothly in the exit lane. Once on the exit ramp, you must continue to decelerate within the lane markings and maintain adequate spacing between your vehicle and other vehicles. 13.3.6 Roadside Stop, Start. For this maneuver, you will be asked to pull your vehicle over to the side of the road and stop as if you were going to get out and check something on your vehicle. You must check traffic thoroughly in all directions and move to the shoulder of road. As you prepare for the stop, check traffic. Activate your right turn signal at least 100 feet before moving to the right. Decelerate smoothly, brake evenly, change gears as necessary. Bring your vehicle to a full stop without coasting. Once stopped, vehicle must be parallel to the curb or shoulder of the road and safely out of the traffic flow. Vehicle should not be blocking driveways, fire hydrants, intersections, signs, etc. Don't let your vehicle roll forward or backward. Cancel your turn signal. Activate your four-way emergency flashers. Apply the parking brake. Move the gear shift to neutral or park. Remove your feet from the brake and clutch pedals. When instructed to proceed, check traffic and your mirrors thoroughly in all directions. Turn off your four-way flashers. Activate the left turn signal. When traffic permits, you should release the parking brake and pull straight ahead. Do not turn the wheel before your vehicle moves. Don't stall the engine or allow your vehicle to roll forward or backward. Check traffic from all directions, especially to the left. Steer and accelerate smoothly into the proper lane when safe to do so. Once your vehicle is back into the flow of traffic, cancel your left turn signal. 13.3.7 Curve. When approaching a curve, check traffic thoroughly in all directions. Before entering the curve, reduce speed so further braking or shifting is not required in the curve. Keep vehicle in the lane. Continue checking traffic in all directions. 13.3.8 Railroad Crossing. Before reaching the crossing, all commercial drivers should decelerate, brake smoothly, and shift gears as necessary. Look and listen for the presence of trains. Check traffic in all directions. Do not stop, change gears, pass another vehicle, or change lanes while any part of your vehicle is in the crossing. When testing with a coach, transit, or a school bus, you should be prepared to observe the following procedures at every railroad crossing. During the road test, treat every railroad crossing as an active uncontrolled railroad crossing. As the vehicle approaches a railroad crossing, activate the four-way flashers. Stop the vehicle within 50 feet but not less than 15 feet from the nearest rail. Listen and look in both directions along the track for an approaching train and for signals indicating the approach of a train. If operating a bus, you may also be required to open the window and door prior to crossing tracks. Additional requirements for school bus vehicles. Open the service door and driver's window. Look left, look right and listen. Close the service door before moving the bus. For test purposes, tell the examiner that you would quiet students. Turn off all noise-making devices. Keep hands on the steering wheel as the vehicle crosses the tracks. Do not stop, change gears, or change lanes while any part of your vehicle is proceeding across the tracks. Four-way flashers should be deactivated after the entire vehicle crosses the tracks. Continue to check mirrors and traffic. Note: not all driving road test routes will have a railroad crossing. You may be asked to explain and demonstrate the proper railroad crossing procedures to the examiner at a simulated location. 13.3.9 Bridge, Overpass, Sign. After driving under an overpass, you may be asked to tell the examiner what the posted clearance or height was. After going over a bridge, you may be asked to tell the examiner what the posted weight limit was. If your test route does not have a bridge or overpass, you may be asked about another traffic sign. When asked, be prepared to identify and explain to the examiner any traffic sign which may appear on the route. 13.3.10 Student Discharge, Unload, School Bus. If you are applying for a school bus endorsement, you will be required to demonstrate a student discharge and that the students are crossing the road. Note: please refer to Section 10 of this manual. As you approach the student discharge, you must decelerate and approach at a slow rate of speed while continuing to check traffic. Activate amber warning lights. Move as far as possible to the right on the traveled portion of the roadway. Recheck traffic. When you have been instructed to complete a simulated student stop, check traffic in all directions and perform mirror checks. Activate alternating amber school bus flashers at no less than 100 feet and no more than 300 feet before stopping, when traveling at or under 35 miles per hour. No less than 300 feet and no more than 500 feet before stopping, if traveling more than 35 miles per hour. Slow down and brake smoothly, don't coast. Recheck traffic in all directions, including mirror checks. As you approach the student stop location, you must bring the school bus to a complete stop at least 10 feet away from the referenced stopping point. Set the parking brake and place the transmission in neutral, park. Activate alternating red school bus flashers, stop paddle and crossing arm. You must use the override switch on the instrument panel. When unloading students, you must communicate to students. For test purposes, tell the examiner that you would inform students to walk at least 10/12 of a foot to the side and stay in plain view. Direct students to wait for signal before crossing the road and to cross at least 10/12 of a foot in front of the bus. Check traffic in all directions, including mirrors, before opening the service door. Open the service door. Student check. For test purposes, tell the examiner. You are counting the number of students exiting the bus. You are monitoring students outside of the bus through the mirrors to ensure they remain at a safe distance from the bus. When students are crossing, you must check traffic in all directions, including mirrors, before informing students to cross the road. Communicate to students. For test purposes, tell the examiner how you would signal students to cross the road. Student check. For test purposes, tell the examiner how you would account for all students who have exited the bus. When you re-enter traffic, check traffic in all directions. Close the service door. Put the vehicle in gear, release the parking brake to re-enter traffic. Inactivate alternating red flashers, stop paddle and crossing arm by using the override switch on the instrument panel. Make a final traffic check in all directions and perform mirror checks. Accelerate smoothly and, if applicable, change gears. Note: after stopping and resuming into traffic, you will be automatically disqualified if the vehicle moves with the service door open. 13.3.11 General Driving Behaviors. You will be scored on your overall performance in the following general driving behavior categories. 13.3.11, a clutch usage for manual transmission. Always use clutch to shift. You must properly demonstrate correct clutch usage depending on the type of transmission that is equipped on the vehicle when shifting. Do not rev or lug the engine. Do not float gears. Do not ride clutch to control speed, coast with the clutch depressed, or pop the clutch. 13.3.11, B, gear usage, for manual transmission. Do not grind or clash gears. Do not coast more than one vehicle length. Select gear that does not rev or lug engine. Do not shift in turns. Do not shift in intersections unless starting from a stopped position in lower gears and driving forward. Following distance towards other roads users. Speed. Use of turn signals. Traffic checks and use of mirrors. 13.3.11, C, brake usage. Do not ride or pump brake. Do not brake harshly. Brake smoothly using steady pressure. 13.3.11, D, lane usage. Do not put vehicle over curbs, sidewalks, or lane markings. Stop behind stop lines, crosswalks, or into the traveled part of the intersection. Complete a turn in the proper lane on a multiple lane road. Vehicle should finish a left turn in the lane directly to the right of the center line, on a one lane turn. After completion of the turn, move to the right lane unless otherwise directed. Finish a right turn in the rightmost curb lane. Move to or remain in rightmost lane unless lane is blocked. 13.3.11, D, steering. Do not over or understeer the vehicle. Keep both hands on the steering wheel at all times unless shifting. Once you have completed shifting, return both hands to the steering wheel. 13.3.12, regular traffic checks. Check traffic regularly. Check mirrors regularly. Check mirrors and traffic before, while in and after an intersection. Scan and check traffic in high-volume areas and areas where pedestrians are expected to be present. 13.3.14, use of turn signals. Use turn signals properly. Activate turn signals when required. Activate turn signals at appropriate times. Cancel turn signals upon completion of a turn or lane change. 13.3.15, grounds for automatic disqualification. You will be automatically disqualified for any of the following. A seat belt violation. Anytime you drive a commercial vehicle without the seat belt fastened. A dangerous action. Whenever another driver must drive evasively. A pedestrian must avoid your vehicle. The examiner takes physical or verbal control of your vehicle to prevent an accident or a dangerous act. Any time the vehicle stalls during the road test. Any part of your vehicle on railroad tracks after stopping. Impeding traffic. Operating the vehicle more than 10 miles per hour under the posted speed limit due to lack of driving skills. Driver moves the vehicle forward with the service door open. Buses, after completing railroad crossings or simulated student stop maneuvers. Your vehicle speed is too fast for weather and/or traffic conditions. Operating the vehicle more than 5 miles per hour over the speed limit under normal conditions. An accident. However slight, which includes contact with other vehicles or pedestrians, running off of the roadway, and contact with any fixed object. Vehicle over a curb. Applies to any of your vehicle's wheels go up onto a curb or sidewalk during any part of your test. A violation of law applies to any traffic law or act for which you could be cited. Common violations are exceeding the posted speed limit by 5 miles per hour or more. Failing to come to a complete stop at any stop sign or traffic light. Driving on the wrong side of the road. Driving the wrong way on a one-way street. Failing to stop at any railroad crossing, coach, transit, school bus. Failure to perform. When you refuse to try a maneuver or say that you cannot perform a required action. When you cannot repeatedly comprehend or cannot respond to instructions given during any part of the road test. If you are unable to properly operate your vehicle after going a short distance on the test route. Exiting the vehicle in an unsafe manner. Repeated instances of exiting the vehicle in an unsafe manner. Exiting a truck needs to be done facing towards the cabin and 3 points of contact. Exiting a passenger vehicle can be done either forward or backwards and 3 points of contact.